Good day, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, depending on what time you are listening to this and where you're listening from. I like to greet you properly. So good day, y'all. What day is it? It is Monday. Welcome to another episode of Good Mood Monday with Miss Lalexis. So today we are just gonna, you know, get inspired. We're gonna get up, we're gonna shake the funk, and we're gonna have a great day on purpose. And the message that I received for today is that Haman hanged instead of Mordecai. So I know that's for my Bible believers off the break. Y'all are like, ooh, okay, that's what she's talking about today. But for those of you that don't know who Haman is and don't know who Mordecai is, the story can be found in Esther chapter 7. And you can read the whole story. But for those of us that know a little bit about who Haman was and a little bit about who Mordecai was in the kingdom of God, we should be able to now apply that thing to what we may be going through. Because, you know, a lot of us like to skip over the fact that we're lifing, especially when we're on social media, and we tend to forget about the things that really are concerning us. It's easy to smile. It's easy to post a picture. It's easy to do all of that. However, there's things that's going on in our life that is really lifing, and we also have people that are a part of that lifing. Let's be real. Everybody that has a circle around them does not have people around them that's for them. However, those people that are not necessarily for them are being used for a purpose in your life. So don't take that, you know, position lightly, because they're serving a purpose too, even when it hurts. So I don't know who this is for today, but I know it's for somebody today, and it may be for me on the replay. But we cannot grow weary and well doing, nor can we allow people that don't understand the plan and the purpose that God has for our life to try to either distract us or to take us away from what we are called to do, like literally. So anyway, let's get into Haman and Mordecai. So Haman was give me a second, because I forgot the king's name, but the king that Esther was married to, what's his name? This is it Ahasuerus? I don't know. I can't remember the king's name, but Esther was married to the king at the time, and Esther was a Hebrew. Like, she came from the line of Abraham and all of that. So her people basically were not able to, they were basically slaves, in other words. And her uncle was Mordecai, and he was a God-fearing man, and he never bowed down to the leadership, to the government. He never bowed down away from the principles of the kingdom of God. And for that, he not only found hate and frustration, but he also found favor, because he was a man of integrity. He stood on his word. And of course, read the story for yourself. And those Bible believers that are listening to me to just mock me, read the scripture. If you don't agree with what I say, of course, let's talk about this thing, but let's not talk about it to harm anybody, but let's talk about it so that we can all grow and heal. However, let's get back to the story, but I have to give that disclaimer, because I've been receiving some messages about different topics, and I'm just like, all right, y'all already know Miss Lexis does not argue with the fool. So let's not even come at me with no type of argument. We're not doing that. We're not on that type of time. Over here is a complete winner's circle. All we are doing is, you know, living by biblical principles as we live our life on purpose. So back to Mordecai. He was a man of integrity. And because he was a man of integrity, the right-hand man of the king didn't like that. He couldn't stand Mordecai. And he knew that it was a prejudice thing, but it also was a spiritual thing. And it also was a purposeful thing, so that Esther's purpose could be served while she was there. And because Haman had to go. And sometimes we must not worry about those that are put in position to cause us delay or to cause us distraction or to cause us a problem. And this is not to hate on anyone or nothing like that. But this is for you today, the person that is dealing with trying to figure out why it looks like the people or the persons that cause you the most conflict and are doing the things that are not of the kingdom of God, why it seems like they might be winning and it's like, God, what are you doing and why this and that? You can't worry about that, because at the end of the day, if they don't repent, if they don't get it together, of course your prayer, which is hard, sis, I'm gonna tell you this right now, it's hard, you still gotta pray for those people and that they get it together, because it could be you that have a heart in a, you know, your heart could go into a bad condition and you don't want nobody wishing nothing bad or speaking death on your life. However, if the people don't change their ways and don't get in their rightful place before the Creator and repent for the things that they have done, then they will hang themselves, and the trap that they are trying to set for those that are called according to the word and are called according to the purpose of God, if they keep trying to mess with that person and otherwise, the trap that they're trying to set for you, if that's you today, it's going to happen to them, but you're not supposed to condition your heart to wish it on them. However, I share this message with you because the Most High shared it with me as he shared it with all of us, because it's written in his word that we must not worry about the vengeance that is his. Okay? So on this Good Mood Monday, I inspire you to be amazing on purpose. If you are a person that God gave a talent that does not fit the people that are around you, it's time for you to grow. It's time for you to go. It's time for you to find the friends and the people that God is sending you to be around or to be a part of. Stop settling today, okay? I don't know who this is for today, but we must not get distracted by all of the trends, by all of the things that are lifing in our life, and we must live our life on purpose. So I need you to shake that thing today, sis. Forget about that dude. Forget about the problems with your husband. Forget about, you know, the issues with your boss. We ain't worried about none of that stuff, because whatever is good and whatever is bad, it all works out according to his will. When you line up, don't speak death, speak life today. Okay, I'm very passionate. I'm on fire. I'm excited about this first Monday for myself doing Good Mood Mondays, because y'all, on the first of the year of 2024, whenever you're listening to this, that's when that was, when this is originally created. It is not the first, but I believe it's the ninth. No, it's the 8th. It's January 8th, the first Monday for myself. But on the first, 2024, oh man, your girl was still lit. I had too much fun, but it was good fun. It was the fun that I needed, and I was celebrating 2023 and welcoming the new year into how I wanted to go. So it's not too late for you to start now. If you're depressed and you're suffering with depression, of course, take your meds, go see your therapist. However, in the meantime, have gratitude. When those negative thoughts try to attack you, when those bad habits try to creep back in and try to keep you stuck, you get up. You turn the lights on. You talking to somebody that used to have a whole blackout room. It could be nighttime all day in my house, okay? But I had to change that environment so that I could be more productive. And if that one, if that is for you, or if you know somebody that keeps staying in the dark, share this with them like right now as you're listening to this. Okay, we not playing this year. We trying to win. We trying to be successful. And the word trying, we about to get rid of. Okay, y'all hold me accountable. Every time you hear me say the word trying, type it in the comments. Why? Because I got to get rid of that. We're not trying. We're doing it. It's time to go. So if you're supposed to be a doctor, let's get the process started. We need you out here. If you're supposed to be a dentist, all right, why are you not focusing on being a dentist? Like, we need you out here. Your gift is for somebody else. So let's not get, you know, let's not do that. If you're supposed to sing, why are we not hearing your voice? Your voice is healing. If you're supposed to mentor other people, why are you not a life coach? Okay, if fashion is your thing, why are you not dressing the people? If dancing is your thing, why are you not using your body to help other people? So we all have a purpose. If you're supposed to help with children, I don't take these things lightly when I say them, because I talk to so many people that make excuses for their life. They sit there and they tell me, oh, well, Miss Lex, I got this going on. So what? Bill's going to be there whether you live on purpose or not. Okay, stop making yourself feel as if bills is the only thing that determine you, that make you who you are. And this is on every level. Just because you got bread don't mean you ain't got bills. I talk to people with money, and a lot of the same issues sometimes be about what they gotta pay, what they can't spend. And it's like, when you keep focusing on money, you're gonna always have an issue with money. It don't matter how much you got. Why? Because money should not be your focus when it comes to your purpose. Your purpose is to impute that thing that God has called you to be in another person so that they can have life. It's planting the seed. Y'all know I'm heavy on the seeds. Seeds Jewelry Store coming back. We about to be back in action for 2024. We had to pause a little bit because HBDI had some things going on, but we ain't go nowhere because Seeds Jewelry was more so at pop-up shops. But it's cold outside and Miss Lex and Lydia ain't trying to move around with the tubs and the setup. So most likely y'all gonna see this online. But I do have one event that I want to go to at the end of this month. I'm hoping I can make it, but I have to be in one state, and then I'm trying to get back to the next state without it being too exhausting, okay? But I just say all this to say, guys, on this Good Mood Monday, give it your best. Give it your all. Show up. Get up right now. I don't care if it's morning, evening, or afternoon. When you're listening to this, what can you do right now to take you into the step what step can you take right now to get you into your rightful place? I got distracted. I love the old school Benz, and I just seen one drive by. Them Jones is fire. But anyway, I just want to encourage you guys. Smile at somebody. Smiling is a gift. Also, you know, thank God for your sight. One of my mentors said something that got me going today, where they were like, you know, your eyes are a gift because you can look out of them, but you don't know how you see. And that is for those of us that can naturally see. And if you're not a person that can naturally see, I pray that you're not offended by that. But I hope that, you know, you are in a position to understand that everything that we have when we wake up the next day is a gift. Don't nobody owe us nothing. I say that real serious because I'm super thirsty. However, I'm going to get off of here. I just wanted to stop by to say, make this the best day ever. If you don't like where you are, start making changes. It's time to do something about it. It's not time to talk about it. Don't call your girlfriend and don't be talking about nobody else. That gossiping stuff in 2024, that's dead. If you're not praying for them, then don't be talking about them, for real, hands down. Why? Because you're wasting time, one. Two, you're speaking death on your own life, because that's what Haman did. Haman thought he had a plan for Mordecai. He was like, oh, you think you about to do this to me? You think you about to just not bow down to my God? You think you can just pray to your God and not do the things that everybody else is doing? That's how Haman felt about Mordecai. So understand, as you are being set apart and as you are walking in your purpose, you're going to deal with a whole lot of Hamans, but you can't worry about them. Like, seriously. You can't worry about the Hamans, all right? Because the Hamans, they're going to come and then they're going to go. Some of them going to tighten up. Some of them going to fall off. However, you got to put yourself in the position where it don't matter. You're going to trust the Most High. Esther stood there and had to hear this joker talking every day about her people. And that's another thing. God gonna put you in a position to be in the rooms where you don't even understand how you there. Or once you get in those rooms, you're gonna start to understand, oh, okay, that's why I went through that. That's why I went through this. This is why, you know, and you gotta remember that. That's why we don't determine what's good or bad. And I, you know, guys, I'm starting to go. But I say all this to say, we don't determine what's good or bad. The only thing that we determine is that when we trust in his word, that we, that anything bad or good will work out for our good, because only the Most High can determine what's bad or good. And we got to understand that and never forget it, because it'll give you a peace. And I'm not saying this just off of no cliche. This thing right here done got me through some days that I ain't understand how I got through them. Like, for my single mommies, y'all know what it is, okay? And then if you're a single mom whose father's unfortunately not active for whether not being able, or whether, you know, it's just they don't want to, or whatever the case may be, it's not easy. And I'm not knocking nobody or whatever, but I can only speak through what I've been through. And I'm here to encourage you today, sis. It's time to do what God has called you to do. No excuses. Who cares what it looks like? Sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice now. You got to understand what more much is given, much is required. It was hard for the one person, that got the one talent to do anything with it. So imagine the more you do, the more it takes for you to multiply that thing. However, it ain't hard when you just ready to do it. You got to make the decision first. So we're going to stay there. That's it. It's been a long time. I've been on here long enough. And I hope, again, you have a great day on purpose. Smile at somebody. Smiling is a gift. And pray for the person in front of you. Pray for the person behind you. You never know. Your prayer may change and or save their life. And be sure to check out me and my mom and I on Sundays. We're going to be doing conversations with mom. Get your mom, get your sister, get your cousin. We're going to have these girl talks, and we about to win, y'all. Let's go. Follow me on Mr. Alexis on Facebook, Mr. Alexis on Instagram, and TikTok, Mr. Alexis Official. Of course, Google me, Mr. Alexis. I'm a pop up, and follow this podcast, as I thank you for listening. You know, I love y'all. I thank those of you that have been reaching out to me with words of encouragement, those that have been reaching out to me with questions, and those that's trying to argue with me, because we trying to win. Life is lifing. So let's at least win. Let's win the game. Let's go. So, all right. That's it, y'all. I love you and good day.